Religious freedom in the modern world is one of the issues being discussed at the annual Rimini meeting sponsored by the lay movement Communion and Liberation. Thousands of leaders in religion, politics, and culture have descended on the Italian resort town to discuss the issues of the day. The permanent observer of the Holy See to the United Nations in Geneva, Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, said various methods are used to try and remove Christianity from the public sphere.
We are very often talking about democracy and respect of general principles, but in reality there is a big contradiction between what some state constitutions that guarantee freedom for everybody and the practice of life shows. We have around the world plenty of evidence documented by surveys, by reports done by either UN special rapporteurs or by other governments, institutions that have investigated this issue. We have plenty of evidence that the group that is most threatening the free exercise of its rights are the Christians. And we can look at the bombs used against churches in Nigeria or Kenya, against people in the Middle East, Iraq, Afghanistan even, where there are very few believers. Because the intolerance against religious minorities is not limited to Christians. Other religious minorities are also persecuted or attacked because of their beliefs, of their different traditions. So what we need to do is to start educating in schools, for example, using textbooks that are free from hate, instead of having, as it happens in some countries, that you have textbooks that teach hate of people of different religions. I think we need to make an extraordinary effort to convince and create a different public understanding that our differences should not lead to conflict, but should lead to more dialogue. And it becomes also more and more evident that the intolerance that is increasing is not just only based on conflict or bonds, but it also is based on more subtle strategies, like the attempt to eliminate the influence of persons with religious convictions from contributing to the common good by participating in public life. So instead of having the understanding that is projected by some medias that religion, especially Christianity, is limiting the freedom of individuals, we should take notice that it's the other way around, that certain forms of ideology are preventing the free exercise of religion on the part of Christians, Catholics in particular.